This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Hello and welcome to season two of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams. I run Cypher, an accountancy firm in Oxford, and I'm joined as ever by my very good friend, Alan from Exponential Coaching. And Alan, we're on season two. Can you believe that? That's crazy, isn't it?
It really is crazy. From an idea that it sort of came out last November, wasn't it? I've loved it. Do you know, I've loved it so far. I think we've got into a right variety of different topics. It's great to see the feedback. And we must be on episode 20X. And quite rightly, let's call it season two. And we'll bring maybe a fresh dynamic to this season.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a 3-week break for holidays and stuff. We've had a kind of a resetting period and now we're ready to go again. So I say this every week. What are we talking about today, Alan?
So new season, new amounts of vigor. Let's start off with something that I think can haunt all of us as entrepreneurs and leaders at various stages, sometimes actually quite drastically. We're going to talk about the destructive power of apathy.
Oh, wow. I think this is massive. I talk to business owners all the time, and you can see everyone goes through this. Everyone has this up, you have ups and downs in your business, but actually I think apathy is a massive part of that. And it's not necessarily always spotted as apathy. It can manifest in different ways. So what are your thoughts on this? And you came at me with this topic today. So obviously it's in your mind. Are you feeling apathy? You can't be feeling apathy in your business. You've just been away on holiday for 2 weeks. So where's it come from?
Well, it's actually, in all truth, come from some space in my holiday to reflect on where I am in my business and actually my strengths and my weaknesses, my opportunities. And the truth is, there's elements of my business that I run to, and the truth is, there's elements of it that I really don't run anywhere. And I started to really get under the skin of what that's about. And I did some reading, some research, because it was a feeling. It was a real thing I was feeling. And actually, apathy is the conclusion that I have came to. It's apathy. Apathy is an emotion that actually, by definition, you don't feel anything. And that is the problem. There's this lack of feeling that leaves you not really caring one way or the other. So we've talked a lot about motivation, inspiration, enthusiasm, and all that powerful energy that helps the entrepreneur, the leader, act no matter what, keep going forward. When apathy's in the system, it takes all that away, and you're left with a dullness, an emptiness, a can't-be-botheredness, a listlessness that's really, really destructive when you are running a business. Is it a cousin of anxiety? Absolutely, the two of them are linked for sure. There's depression as a factor under the bonnet. I'm not pretending to be a psychologist at all in it, but I've got a measure of what apathy is, and I feel it is destructive. I feel it does show up in all of us, and I think a conversation on this today about maybe 1, 2, 3 top ways to shift apathy back into action. I'm starting to view it as a scale, like a speedometer in a car. So you've got action at one end, apathy at the other, and it's situational. That's the thing. It's, you're not apathetic in every aspect of your business. Well, if you are, but that there's a bigger problem there. But it's usually on certain circumstances and situations. And then we can shift the dial from the apathy side right through to action, then the power that's going to come your way and your business is huge. Felt like a really good way to relaunch Mind Your Business into season two.
So much of what you said resonated with me there. I love the idea of this kind of apathy barometer in your business. Mm-hmm. And I think is quite interesting. I think most people will probably have a default position that 9 out of 10 days is at, you know, 3 or 4 or something in terms of, you know, drive. From my point of view, I think the big danger is that the days where you are apathetic towards your business have the power to undo so much good work. One day where you lose your mojo and you don't care so much is the day that you could potentially miss that call from that customer, or not, you know, not have that positive conversation with your teammates or whatever it is. And actually, the danger is that, yeah, just one day of dropping and not understanding that you're in that kind of that's the day you're having, that's the mood you're in, can really just completely undermine the 8 days before where you've been on it. And I think you mentioned earlier on today, you talked about it being like a misdiagnosis, and apathy kind of comes out, that's the manifestation, but it's linked to anxiety and other things. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? Because I think that was really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So, certainly my understanding of what apathy is, as I say, is an emotion and an attitude, and it's nothingness. And I say that the analogy I've got is maybe the Dementor type thing in Harry Potter, where it literally sucks the life force out of you, and you're left like a shell. I think that that's an extreme version of it, but I think that's what it is. So there's a listless, a lack of care, just cannot be botheredness on a certain situation. When I started to really look into apathy, and there's not a huge amount published on it, you know, tons on anxiety, tons on depression, tons on XYZ, not a huge amount on apathy. But one of the things it's actually, that it keeps coming back to in the articles that I read, was the link to anxiety. And anxiety being a burner of energy. Right. So your anxiety, worry burns off a lot of emotion, and you are left with emptiness, you know, energy, or especially on certain subjects. So there definitely seems to be a link in somebody who is experiencing high levels of anxiety a lot of the time, manifesting out in apathy. The other one, though, I thought was really interesting was actually if we have got a negative self-view as well. So we've talked before about imposter syndrome and things like that, but the negative thoughts, the negative self-through, absolutely over time play into apathy. Now, I don't know about you, but I would say the average business owner, self included, certainly has at times a healthy or unhealthy dose of anxiety, and maybe not always feeling the very best. You know, so are we as entrepreneurs at risk of this condition called apathy? I would say we absolutely are. And what I love, therefore, in these two examples of, we can do something about anxiety for sure. And we've talked about it in several podcasts. The one, though, that gives another reason about negative self-talk being so dangerous, actually, and it maybe takes it out of some... I can understand the cynicism behind, oh, you're always being positive, you know, to stop turning everything on. My daughter tells me that frequently. You're not coaching me now, Daddy. But actually, here you go. If you've got this negative self-concept and anxiety and other reasons, you're at risk of apathy. Apathy is dangerous to a business, dangerous to a business owner. To the reason, the way you articulated that is spot on. All it needs is a day of sitting at the desk, looking at the desk going, and that's the day, and it's cumulative, which is to worry as well. So, you know, this it is really important that we have a healthy, positive view about us as business owners that protects from apathy. And that barometer, absolutely, And the more that we are in action and force, what two articles said, and I loved this, they said, do everything physically possible to get into action when you're feeling apathy. Just snap out of it. Just get out of it. This is dangerous. You don't want to be in it. And once you get moving, that helps massively in terms of getting yourself out of it. Also being aware of what apathy is and considering, actually, it's got me at the moment. It's maybe enough just to get up, shake yourself down and go, right, okay, but I know what this is. Let's go.
Absolutely. I think two points there is to be able to self-diagnose, so to understand that it's natural to have days where you're not as on it as other days. But then once you have diagnosed that you're having a day where apathy, anxiety, I mean, it's all linked. It feels like a bit like all on the same scale as depression as well, right? It's all the same symptoms. You can, if you're having a day where you're feeling apathetic about your business, get some easy wins. You know, find some tasks on your task list, which are 10-minute, 15-minute jobs that can just be done, LinkedIn posts or social media or ringing a customer or replying to something that will get something ticked off a list, right? Feel like a win. And yeah, you're right, that whole get into action, get moving, you can do that, take that literally. If you're having a rubbish day, go for a walk, go for a run, do something that gets your kind of heart rate up, gets your body moving. That whole exercise is linked to mood is massive, isn't it?
Oh my, sorry, I'm interrupting you there. That's fine. Yes. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, the one of the other big reasons for the creating the condition of apathy is actually, it says quite clearly, lack of exercise. You know, I am a runner, and I haven't been running a lot probably over the last 6 months. You know, I really haven't. And I'm thinking, right, there you go. And I was looking at the list there and I'm going, there's quite a lot of risk factors on that list that are in me right now, you know. And funnily enough, I've been open. When I was away reflecting, I realized that I had started become apathetic in some elements of my business. Some of it I'm super enthusiastic, fabulous, but I was starting to really notice. And then it seeps into other parts of your life as well, out of business, because we are humans and we're allowed to be humans in other elements of life. And it shows up there too. The biggest sort of one of the tricks it has, though, is that when you're in an apathetic state, that's when you can start to think, what's the point? You start to start, what's the point of going for a run? I'm going to just have to get a shower. And you know, you start to think
I'm going to be slower than I was the last time I went.
Actually, you know, I'm going to get out of breath. I'm not going to enjoy it. Is it really going to help my business? How can it? That's a load of rubbish. Blah, blah, blah. So apathetic, because remember I said at the start, it's an emotion and an attitude. That's the apathetic attitude kicking in. What's the point? Well, actually, now that we know this, and hopefully people listening can resonate with this, you can recognize when you've sort of drifted into apathy, and you now know that's exactly how you will be thinking, and it's suboptimal, and get the hell out of it, you know?
100%. There are two things I want to make sure we cover, because we're halfway through already. So the two things I want to talk about, the first one is, I think the cousin of apathy is self-sabotage. I see this a lot. You get that mindset, you kind of, that client's going to leave. I know that client's going to leave. And so you self-sabotage. You let it fulfill itself, self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So you don't ring them back. You don't engage with them. You don't, whatever it is, you know, I had it the other day when I was talking to a client, and he'd been out and he'd pitched for this massive bit of business. And he said, I'm not going to get it. I know I'm not going to get it. And they said, well, have you followed up? No. So do you normally follow up? Yeah, we'd normally follow up three times. Well, why haven't you? I just know we're not going to get it. And so you don't, and you self-sabotage, and then you didn't get the business. And you know what? He may not have got the business if he'd have followed his normal process. but he certainly didn't get it because he didn't follow the process. Does that make sense? And I think if you're in that kind of lowered mood, apathy in your business, the potential to self-sabotage is huge. And therefore, having someone, a coach, a business partner, trusted advice, someone that you can talk to that can recognize that you're self-sabotaging and kind of force you almost to do what you would normally do. And sometimes, you know what, you will have customers that leave, you will have things that go wrong in your business, because that is life. But there's a difference between it going wrong and you kind of taking your hands off the wheel and letting it go. There's a very distinct difference there. And apathy drives self-sabotage massively. So that was the first thing I wanted to talk about. I'm assuming you're nodding, so it makes me feel like you're on the same page as me with that, right?
Oh, it's brilliant. You've brought it to life. And yes, it definitely has a few cousins, and that's certainly one of the cousins for sure. And that example that you've painted, it's lovely to look at that outside in, but when you're in it, you know, you can understand why that individual behaved in that way, you know. But looking in it, you go, oh no, just follow up, please. But if you've been apathetic because you've given up, you're not caring about it, you're indifferent. And it's this indifference to it that's so powerfully destructive.
I'll tell you what, that is key. We talked a bit a while back about the kind of mindsets of successful business owners and how every successful business owner we know had that kind of drive inbuilt, and they didn't always have it necessarily, but at the point where their business was going off like a rocket ship, their motivation and focus and drive was 100%. And I think if you're in that kind of doom and gloom and apathetic mindset, your 100% your business will not. There's no successful business owner that I know who is apathetic in general about their business. He just doesn't care.
No.
You don't run a £1 million business if you don't care about it, right? However much you may get to that point, you've been doing it for 10 years and have had enough, that's a different thing to, you don't get to that point if you don't care about it and you don't have that drive. But everyone that's got to that point will have had days where they were apathetic. The general position is mm-hmm. is pointing to the right of that dial in the inaction positive mindset, but everyone has those days, and anyone that tells you they don't is lying. So that's self-sabotage I wanted to talk about. The other thing, and I think this could be a podcast on its own, but what would you say to business owners or leaders that aren't apathetic about their business? They are 100% motivated, 100% driven, always in action, but they have team members that fall into apathy, because everyone has been in a team meeting where one person's not feeling it that day, and the ability for one person to drag down the whole mood. And it doesn't need to be their default position. I'm not talking about the people that are always moaning, but if you have someone in your business, you know, that is always bouncy, always lively, and something else has happened, and they're in a day where they just don't care. How do we deal with that? Because that mood, the ability for someone to kill a mood of a meeting, especially at the moment when we're in these virtual meetings as a default, where it's harder. I think it's harder to pick people up and rally around them if they're having a bad day, if they're on Zoom, than it is in person. Yeah, what can we tell people and help them out with that kind of situation?
First of all, the leader thinking like this and looking at their team and seeing apathy for what it is, and seeing the danger of an apathetic attitude in the organization, seeing it as cleanly as that, maybe give that person the benefit of the doubt for day one. But if this is a trend that's seeping into the week, but then a conversation for sure. And I would, my rough guidance of a conversation, I would be heavy on empathy for sure. And have that individual, I mean, it's all in the relationship, but have that individual open up and gently let them see that the impact that their attitude is having and can happen and happen and actually that apathy isn't a great thing for the human being to feel. It's really destructive, and also for the business, and give them space to talk it through. So what's under the bonnet of the apathy? What is causing the apathy? What have they fallen out of love with? What are they thinking of themselves? Are they anxious? Is it overwhelm? But what is ultimately manifesting itself now as apathy, and help that human being go up the dial from 10 on the apathy scale to back to the action, or at least halfway up, nudge them in that direction. I think that's the big leadership conversation. And this is where sometimes we can, this is an issue, especially now when there's so much talked about mental health. This is an issue that maybe some leaders would back off now, not have these conversations, because they recognize it as, inverted commas, mental health. But that's, unless you're trained in that and know about it, that's maybe a space you just, you want to respect the individual, you're hoping it gets better, but you don't want to maybe even be accused up in a grievance of sort of mis, do you know what I mean? But apathy is an attitude, and every leader can talk to the people about attitudes, yeah, and keeping it as clean as an attitude, and then giving them the space to open up, get under the bonnet, find out what's behind it, and then help them shift that. I think that's the leadership conversation.
Absolutely. You can always talk to your team about attitude. And I think understanding, yep, that even the best, we've just said that even the business owner has days when they're apathetic, to expect the team to not have those days is crazy, right? Because if you're having it as a business owner, mm-hmm, of course they're going to have it. I think the other thing, the conversation, I had this about 18 months ago, I was talking to a client and she was getting really frustrated. She's only got a small team, like two other people in the team. And she said to me, it feels like they just don't care about it as much as I do. And I said, well, of course they don't. It's not their business. As much as they enjoy working here and they're part of the team and they feel like they're attached to it, they're not. It's not their business. It's not what they think about at 6 o'clock in the evening once they've got home. It's not like that third child or fourth child that this is for you, because everyone's business is like their baby, right? It's not their business. It's completely unreasonable, and I catch myself doing this, but it's unreasonable for a business owner to expect their team to care about it as much as they do. If you get teams that care at all, you're in a winning. You were going to say something, Alan.
I think that's an awesome point. And I think you've done a very good job in your business, Matt, in terms of getting the buy-in and the ownership for the business. That's one of the key strengths of Cypher for sure. However, that is, I've, as you have as well, but I've grown up in a big organization, and it certainly wasn't my business, but there were leaders that helped me think it was my business by the power of their conversation, the way they led me, the extra responsibility I had, the inspiration they gave me. I went miles above what was in my contract. If I ever did meet the business owner, you'd be like, what? But because I had the ownership, and that comes from leadership. So leaders that can really uniquely get their team to see have these conversations with the team that can get them to take ownership and you talk about unique contribution and how much they value that and reward that. You get, maybe it's not ownership of the business, but it's pseudo ownership, and it's very powerful. And of course, is a massive antidote to apathy.
You would think if the leader can promote that buy-in from the team, you're going to have less it feels a bit of a leap to have, you know, if you've got 10 people in a room, seven of them are not going to be apathetic if the culture of the business. You're going to always have, you know, potentially one or two, because that is just life and people have those off days. But you would think it's very rare that you're going to have the majority of the team being in that kind of negative mindset, because it's a trend that follows. It's made up of a million other things. We talked about toxic workplaces, and you think if you're on that part of the spectrum and actually, you know, you're not building the culture, then that will lead to more apathy. It will lead to less people caring about it. But I still very firmly believe that however well you do that, it's never, ever, ever going to be. It's not going to be the last thing that people think about at night, or it shouldn't be. And that's the other thing. It's unreasonable. I don't want my team. I had to tell one of the team yesterday, she's on holiday today and next week, and she was still taking on emails, still working. And I said to her yesterday afternoon, look, just get this done and then go on holiday. Like, we can cover the rest. Doesn't matter. And 7:30, she's still emailing me because she's picked up two other things that came in yesterday and she wanted to get them done. And it's brilliant. I love the fact that my team do that for me, but it's unreasonable of me to expect that. Does that make sense? So yeah, it's brilliant that they do it, but if I was to ever get to the point where I expect that, and if they then don't do it, I'm complaining to someone, that's the point where I'm the unreasonable business owner. And that will eventually lead to some issues down the line, right? If you take them for granted, if you take advantage of that kind of, what's the word, culture. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, to grossly simplify what you said, that the business owner will always have that extra edge, even if they are feeling as apathetic as their team at that point. They know they're the business owner, and unless they snap into some action, the business is going to go south very quickly. The non-owner won't have that last safety net. They don't have that safety net. Certainly anywhere near to the same extent, do they? So, you know, the let's call it just as an analogy, the owner in terms of apathy has a get out of jail free card when it's going to the wire. You know, that nobody else has that. So that, yeah, you're right, and that's because they literally own the business.
100%. Okay, well, look, we are rapidly running out of time here. Shall we recap where we've got to? And then often when we recap, a final kind of conversation appears, doesn't it? So we've talked about apathy manifesting in the minds of business owners and the team. Mm-hmm. And the fact you talked mm-hmm. very well right at the beginning about it being driven by potentially by anxiety, it manifesting in a lack of positivity, obviously, but a lack of productivity mm-hmm. is key. And we mm-hmm. talked quite a bit about how just getting into action, getting something done, going out for a run, ticking off small jobs, anything like that is going to help you get out of that, because it's a short-term frame of mind for the majority of business owners.
We purposely chose this to really get us off to a flyer for season two. You know, apathy is an emotion and an attitude. It manifests itself in lack of feeling and nothingness and emptiness, resulting us as being listless and different, lack of care. It's a huge warning, destructive influence on a business if it starts to go from just a bit of weather to actually a season of weather, and it's cumulative. We've talked about what it is, but actually, you know, anxiety plays a big part because of the burning of energy. Anxiety does, it leaves us without energy. So anxiety, we've talked about that before. But this lack of positivity, as you said, the self-concept, you know, starts to seep into inviting in apathy. That's dangerous. So positive thinking, there's another reason for positive thinking. It prevents apathy. In exercise, self-sabotage. Yeah, we've covered a lot here. You know, that the exercise plays to action. We're literally moving. Although when we're in apathy, we don't want to do it, but it's tricking you. If you're feeling that it's tricking you, so just know you're being tricked. Ignore it and start running or walking. You're in action, you're moving.
Excellent. And then we talked a bit about the team and how...
You're right. You brought up the leadership conversation. What if the leader hasn't apathy in the system, but some of their colleagues do? Well, actually, treat it as an attitude. Don't back off. Treat it as an attitude. And maybe the visual of the dementor coming out of that person onto the next, you can see how apathy is infectious. So actually have that conversation, plenty of empathy, open them up, get under the bonnet of what's causing it and help them clear it.
In which case, and we should sum up and close now, I think, Alan. So as ever, new podcasts are going live every Friday. If you like what you hear, you know, drop us a comment on LinkedIn or Instagram, subscribe on Spotify or Apple. And for now, I'm delighted that we're back and on it, Alan. But that's all from me and that's all from Alan. And we'll see you soon.
Bye bye.
This is the Mind Your Business podcast.